Hello, I'm John Wilson. Thank you for downloading this edition of Master Tapes from BBC Radio 4.
She won't forsake me.
Louder.
Gorgeous.
Hello and welcome to Master Tapes. That's Robbie Williams singing the classic Angels for our audience here at the BBC Maida Vale Studios. In the first part of this edition, Robbie was joined by his songwriting partner Guy Chambers to take us back to the making of his 1997 debut solo album. Now, in this part, the B-side, we'll hear more about Robbie's life in both the spotlight of stardom and the solitude of songwriting, from Life Through a Lens up to his latest collaboration with Guy Chambers on the new album Swings Both Ways.
So funnily enough, this morning I was walking my baby girl round the block. I was like, I used to live there, baby. And I said, you know, it's my job to not let you end up in the state that I was in. Just me on the ward, and I sat on the bed and it had that plastic stuff just in case you pee yourself. And I thought, oh no. This is the rock bottom that they talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I actually grabbed a pineapple and said, can I take this?
And they said, take that. If you missed that first programme in which Robbie talked about leaving Take That, about writing Angels and Let Me Entertain You and becoming Britain's most successful male solo artist of all time, you can listen to it again or download it at the Master Tapes website. Now it's the turn of the studio audience here to ask the questions, and we'll have more music, including some brand new songs. But just before we get the first question from the floor, Robbie, you're more used to playing stadiums and arenas when the front row of the audience is probably where that back wall is. Now they're 5 yards away. But are you a musician that needs the audience?
Yeah, I do, more than ever. We went on tour this summer and it was just a massive, massive confidence boost for me. And I had that moment in my head where I went, I'm now truly addicted to this.
Well, let's get our first question from the audience. It comes from Laura McKenzie, who says she's been a fan for more than 20 years. Laura.
Hi, Robbie. Your writing style is always very autobiographical. Do you ever look back at some of your lyrics and wish you hadn't been as transparent?
No, I don't look back at lyrics and wish I hadn't have been as transparent. I look back at lyrics and think I wish I could have done them better. I'm constantly critical of absolutely everything that I've ever done. Got it right once in No Regrets when I said I didn't lose my mind, it was mine to give away. I'm happy with that, but the rest I could rewrite.
We've had hundreds of questions sent in, and this was by far the most commonly asked one. Carolyn Boynton is here to put this question to you, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, babe.
You talked about your baby girl earlier, and I wondered whether the birth of your daughter affected your songwriting. Do you think you've become more mellow as a result?
I've become more focused. There's a point to everything. I feel as though I'm in tune with the planet again. I kind of was just drifting along before. It was wonderful. I was having a great experience, but I didn't seem to be tethered to here. And now with the birth of Teddy, everything has a meaning. I'm doing this for her. I'll be doing whatever I'm doing tomorrow for her. Has it made me more mellow? Yeah, I've got a brother-in-law who's a rapper and his lyrics are insane. And they would have been great lyrics for me to jump on and indulge in my 20s. And I was in the studio with him last week and I was like, I can't say this stuff anymore. You know, there are certain subjects that I now as a father can't do, or a character that I can't be. And you know, she's sensational. She's a sensational kid.
How old is Teddy now?
She's a year and 3 weeks old.
Right. Well, you have recorded a new album with Guy Chambers. In the first part of this program, we heard about the recording of your first solo album, Life Through a Lens, in 1997. You made five albums with Guy in that time, and then you came back together. And on the new album, which is called Swings Both Ways, and is almost like a follow-up to your 2001 album, Swing When You're Winning, you go back to the kind of the big band sound. There's a song on the album called Go Gentle, which to my ears, having heard it, sounds like it is addressing her, and it's about your hopes for her future.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I sort of... Every time I open my mouth now in the studio, it's a song about her. It would bore people to death, but I could do a trilogy of albums about her.
Will you play us Go Gentle?
Sure, yeah.
Please.
I believe this is the world premiere.
And this is the first time you've performed this,
yeah,
Rob?
Yeah.
First time I've performed this in front of an audience, yeah.
A world premiere for Master Tapes. For contractual reasons, we're unable to include complete songs in our downloads. But if you'd like to hear the full version of this and other songs recorded during the sessions, head to the Master Tapes pages at the Radio 4 website. Go Gentle by Robbie Williams, accompanied by Guy Chambers on piano, Gary Nuttall on guitar, and the Robbie Williams String Quartet. And, I mean, you've just been talking about Teddy, and that is, you know, that's you putting a big fatherly arm round her shoulder before she goes out into the world.
Well, it's a promise, you know, that I've made to her, and it was incredibly difficult to sing that, you know.
Well, you look pretty choked up talking about her, and this obviously means, and you have changed, and she means so much to you. The first time you've sung it in front of an audience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's difficult to talk about, you know. Mm. She's a good kid. It's sorry. I've been a very selfish person for a long time because I could be, and I've indulged myself in every way possible since I was 16. Everybody's done everything for me. I haven't had to lift a finger really, and then all of a sudden, a person comes into the world that I've got to look after and be responsible for. And I was terrified all the way through the pregnancy that I wasn't going to be able to step up and be a father, the father that I want to be to her. And I sort of made this promise to her during that time of, you know, not being certain. And it's something that I put there as a dangled as a carrot to myself. You know, it's the most important job I'll do on the planet.
It's a promise made in song.
Yeah.
And with that song, with Go Gentle, the title is really important. It's not Go Gently or Go Gentler. Go Gentle, which evokes the Dylan Thomas poem.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Do not go gentle into that good night, but yeah. Rage, rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Rage, rage, rage against the dying of the light. Sensational. And he can't sue me. He's dead.
His estate can.
What?
Can they?
Homage. Homage. I think you're okay.
Okay.
Let's get another question from the audience. This one's from Jackie Moore, a solicitor from Chippenham in Wiltshire. Where's Jackie?
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, darling.
You've talked about your celebrity status, and what I wanted to know is whether you would trade some of the fan adulation that you've received over the years for more critical acclaim as an artist.
It's not critical acclaim that I'm after, just people are mean, that's all. You know, who I am, I'm a blue coat done good. I'm the highest paid blue coat there is. I know what I am. I'm Middle England. You know, I'm from Stoke-on-Trent. I'm working class. I spent all my summer holidays with my father in Ladbrokes holiday camps learning from cabaret artists. I'm a cabaret artist. I suppose for 5 minutes in 1997, I wished to be Tom York, but that was for 5 minutes, you know. And I also wished to be Liam Gallagher for 5 minutes, you know. But for the longest time, it's like, I'm a pop star. I'm hitting this ball right down the middle of the fairway. That's where I want to be. I have no aspirations to be a windswept, interesting intellectual. I can't do that. What I can do is entertain you. I don't want to swap it for critical acclaim. I just don't want people to be mean.
It's astonishing that you're saying that. You're saying, you know, and they applaud you for it. You say, I'm a blue coat, I'm a red coat, I'm a cabaret act. Now, many people would use that pejoratively and would accuse you of being nothing more than a cabaret act.
I see it as a compliment.
And yet you say people are mean to you in the criticism. Does that hurt? Do the bad reviews
hurt? Do you know what? Not recently. The immense spotlight that used to shine on me doesn't shine so brightly on me anymore. You know, I'm still Robbie Williams. I'm still the highest record-selling male solo artist of all time, which is as embarrassing as it is brilliant.
Not played on Radio 1 anymore. Does that matter?
Yeah, it does, because it's kind of your main oxygen to get your stuff out there. I'm still very ambitious. When Radio 1 say they're not going to play me anymore, I'm gutted, you know?
You are?
Yeah, of course.
You still want to be hitting that mainstream pop audience?
But, you know, it's not...
Rather than sitting here on Radio 4.
But no, I'm happy to be anywhere. But with the Radio 1 situation, it's not something that I ever think about. I'm not sort of depressed about it. But yeah, the oxygen for me as a songwriter, as an entertainer, as somebody that's very ambitious that wants to compete, you know, when Radio 1 goes and is taken away from you, a huge bit of your arsenal goes.
But now you're not played on Radio 1 unless you get a hit like Candy. You know, can you not relax into the role now? Is it not a sense that the older you get, the pressure is off?
Look, you know, look at Paul McCartney, look at Elton John. They are jealous of Justin Timberlake. You know, they were jealous of me when I was Imperial, you know, and I will be looking back at people. Harry Styles, I think he's great. He's a lovely guy and he could have it away. And I'll be sat there going, damn him. You know, and that's the truth. And that David Bowie will be the same. Everybody that's anybody has been competitive, oversensitive and a bit silly. And I intend to be oversensitive and competitive and a bit silly for the rest of my life.
It's really interesting listening to the new album. The album kicks off with a song called Shine My Shoes. And it seems to my ears like it is a riposte to the critics or to the young pretenders. It's almost reminding people, I'm still here. I'm still at the top of my game. Is that who you are addressing in that song? The message is you're not fit to shine my shoes.
Well, you know, I think there's still stuff left over from my childhood. I'm not necessarily talking about the Guardian review or the Independent review or the NME. I might be talking about Steve Smith, who gave me a dirty look in the fourth year.
So this is in the first part of this programme, I asked you about a poem that you wrote called Hello, Sir, and you recited that poem. It's an answering back to the teachers who told you you weren't going anywhere, you weren't going to be anything. Look at me now, sir. In a way, this is a similar sort of message in this song, then, isn't it?
Yeah, and there was a song on the last album called Be a Boy, which is sort of similar. You know, they said it was leaving me, the magic was leaving me. I don't think so. I think I've addressed that situation now and I should move on, to be honest with you. Another dawn, another day, another dollar to be made. I got a pocket in my soul where a little rock, a little roll assimilate. I don't care what you think you know about who I am and how it goes. I made it easy to be me, so yeah, it's easy to be me. No, we won't be doing that one. So it goes something like that. And you set off at a hell of a pace.
Another question from the floor. This is from Andrew Milcrease, who's a special needs carer, and he has a question about artistic ambitions, I think. Andrew.
Why have you never gone into musical theatre?
You played the Artful Dodger as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, I played the Artful Dodger. I was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I was in The King and I. I was in Hans Christian Andersen. There was, you know, local amateur dramatic stuff. I think the answer is it's hard work. And I couldn't begin to think about being the same character every night. It would bore me. Having said that, though, I'd like to write a musical, and a little run in a musical wouldn't do any harm, but there's just too much work.
We just talked about the song that opens the new album, Shine My Shoes. The one that closes the album also seems to be a very autobiographical song and relates to the question that Andrew just put to you there, because, I mean, it sounds like a piece of musical theatre. This is a song called No One Likes a Fat Pop Star. Is it autobiographical?
It's autobiographical and many a true word spoken in jest, you know. And there is a obsession with the media about people's looks, weight and age. And I remember in the summer, the tour was going so well, you know, and I hadn't toured since 2006. And I was worried that I wasn't going to be as good. Maybe the audience weren't going to be as good. Maybe, you know, we just didn't have it anymore. As it happens, the audience were amazing and I did a good job. And then I'm coming towards the end of the tour and the Daily Mail put in some dodgy pictures. And unfortunately, I just saw them before I went on stage. And it likened me to Elvis just before he died, bloated Elvis. And it was difficult that evening to shake that off and get on stage and go, hey, I'm sexy, right? You know, I didn't feel that evening. You know, I acted my way through the show.
So nobody likes a fat pop star. That is another note to self then, is it?
Well, you know, they did spur on dramatic weight loss. I haven't eaten since.
I'm putting you on the spot, but can you play a bit of that song?
Yeah.
Let's hear a bit of No One Likes a Fat Pop Star from the new Robbie Williams album.
I come from a land of kebabs and curries, second helping.
Remember, you can find the full version of this and other songs recorded during our live sessions on the Master Tapes pages at the Radio 4 website.
A packet of minstrels, a pie and a nap. What's wrong with that? No breakfast, no luncheon, just carpet I'm munching. A thimble of self-esteem, glazed nothing for afters, an absence of laughter, the thinnest that I've ever been.
Thank you.
So again, the first time you've played that song, yeah, because you're looking at the front row and some of the, you know, some of your hardcore fans in the room, yeah, here, and their mouths dropped open and their eyes were wide as you tapped into your inner Pavarotti there.
Yeah, that's great. That was wonderful. It's a wonderful experience to share that with you for the first time.
And that is from the new album, Swings Both Ways. Why swing as well, and why that tradition of music? It's something you grew up with at home.
When Dad left, he left behind a bunch of records and a record player.
When you say Dad left, I mean your dad was running a pub in Stoke, the Red Lion, and he left home at some point.
Yeah, Mum and Dad split up when, yeah, I was three, and what was left was a bunch of records. It was my library, I suppose, and I fell in love with the voices and the words and the feeling of the time that they were recorded. You know, I couldn't conceptualise that and say that, but that was what was happening for me as a 5-6-year-old. The first music that I heard and understood, apart from the stuff that was on TV, on Top of the Pops and on the radio, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole and his trio, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. So I used to sit in the front room and put these records on and learn them and try to emulate them. And they were mythical figures that only existed in a beautiful time.
And Guy Chambers, you've collaborated on this album, you're producing this album, and it's a collection of songs, some of which are original Robbie Williams songs, but also you've got stuff like Minnie the Moocher in there, the Cab Calloway song, and you've got I Want to Be Like You, a duet with Ollie Murs, which, you know, from Jungle Book and the Sherman Brothers. So as a producer, you have to tap into his strengths. Does he swing?
Yeah, when we're in Capitol Studios and we got the most amazing group of musicians sitting in the room, you know, like maybe 18 musicians, and Rob singing with them, they all kind of look behind and they're looking at him, they're kind of giving him the nod, you know, it's like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I was in Capitol A, which is where, you know, all the greats have recorded, yeah, lots and lots of records, and, you know, Frank Sinatra's recorded many, many albums there, and I was just in this booth playing with Frank Sinatra's pianist, who sadly passed away. And here I was, lad from Stoke-on-Trent, in the booth, singing with the best musicians in the world, you know, and in awe and so thankful to be allowed to be part of it. And I still feel the same way now.
We're going to end with a question from Tracy McCoo, who has come from Glasgow today to be with us. Tracy, your question for
Hello,
Robbie.
If you could go back and give the 16-year-old Robbie Williams one piece of advice, what would it be and would you listen?
What were you doing at 16, by the way? Just join Take That, or was that...
Well, I think it maybe was 15, just 16 when I auditioned for Take That. And there's only me and two other people, I think. Seriously. I think what I would say is, in the lyrics to Go Gentle, the song that I'm singing to my daughter, you know, don't try to make them love you. Don't answer every call. Baby, you're a giant. Let the world be small. Everything's going to be okay. You know, there was touch and go moments when I used to live here in Maida Vale the first time around that weren't okay. Life wasn't good and I was close to not being on the planet. And that's happened a few times, one of many. But Teddy turns up and your wife turns up and your life turns up and everything's good eventually. And also, you know, you'll have lots to sing about, so don't worry.
Well, that's all we have time for in this edition of Master Tapes. We're going out with some more music. So my thanks to the audience here at BBC Maida Vale Studios for all your questions. Thanks to Guy Chambers, to Gary Nuttall on guitar, all the other musicians today. Most of all, Mr. Robbie Williams. Don't forget the Master Tapes pages on the Radio 4 website. You can download both parts of this edition as well as the rest of the series. There's also exclusive bonus material, including full versions of all the songs played live here at Maida Vale and videos of some of our Master Tapes guests. And you can tweet us using the hashtag Master Tapes. But we leave you now with Robbie Williams playing us out with and coming out, I think, on Radio 4 with a song, the title track of the album, Robbie, Swings Both Ways.
I'm coming out of my sandbox.
And if you want to hear more material recorded at this Master Tape session, including exclusive performances, photographs and videos, go to the Master Tapes pages via the Radio 4 website.
Oh yeah, let's get high on some pop rock. Pop rock and coke. I'll blow your sock off and teach you how to laugh at daddy's dirty joke.